Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and it's wonderful to have you joining us here on this Monday edition of our program. Now, I hope you were with us all last week because Derek Prince was teaching about hope and about this powerful message that comes out of his life. It was a wild ride, a great time. This week, we have a lot of wonderful things planned for you people who will be joining me here in the studio and, of course, the marvelous teaching of Derek Prince. Now, let me just say, guys, 2 days till Valentine's Day. I'm serious. 2 days. Be men of valor. Get out there. Get the candy. Get the restaurant reservation. Get the flowers. Don't let us down. Now, this series on hope has been magnificent, and today, Derek's going to shift focus just a little bit and talk to us more about hope in this life. In the last week, he tended to emphasize a bit more Christ, the hope of glory, our ultimate hope of heaven, the hope that Christ is for us. But the Bible says that if we have hope in Christ for this life only, that, you know what, we're above all men fools. But that doesn't mean that we don't have hope in this life. We have hope about the promises of God. We have hope about the things he's going to do for us. We have hope about a destiny to be fulfilled and hope of glories to be revealed and victories to be won. So this is going to be an exciting time. You aren't going to want to miss any of this. Now, if you missed any of last week, you want to log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find this teaching, other teachings, and you'll be able to listen to them over and over again. And you might know already that you're going to miss something this coming week. No problem. Just log on to the website. Well, listen, grab a pen, grab a pad, or your journal, or wherever you keep your notes of your Bible study, and let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us on hope.
In my talks last week, I shared certain important facts about hope, which I'll briefly recapitulate to start my talks again this week. Actually, there are 8 such facts. First, there are 3 abiding realities in the Christian life: faith, hope, and love. Second, hope is produced by the new birth. Third, hope is based on Christ's resurrection. Fourth, it looks forward to Christ's return. Fifth, its source is God's love. Sixth, it motivates us to holy living. Seventh, it produces radiant Christians. And eighth, it's an essential part of salvation. I just point out to you that the kind of hope we're talking about is not the kind of hope that's often spoken of in this world, which is merely wishful thinking, but it's God-centered, it's Christ-centered. It looks back to Christ's death and resurrection. It looks forward to Christ's coming. And it sees every intervening situation in the light of those 2 great events. Now, in my talk today, I'm going to share about hope in this life. That is, within the time framework of life on this earth. I said earlier that all true hope is based on faith. And all true faith, in turn, is based on Scripture. So if we're going to have real hope in this life, we need a scriptural basis for that hope. And there's one scriptural basis which is really sufficient for every situation and every need. If I searched the Scriptures, I could find many such. But I'd rather focus in this talk today just on this one scriptural basis for persistent optimism. It's Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. The most important question we need to ask ourselves at the beginning is, do we really know that? Paul says, we know. Do you know that? Do you know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God? So there is no event, there is no situation, there is no disaster in which we need to despair, because God causes everything, even apparent disasters, to work together for good to those who love him. God is in supreme control. He sits on the throne of the universe. He's never abdicated. He's never going to abdicate. All power in heaven and in earth has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father and God the Son are on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? However, before we settle for this as the basis of our Christian optimism, we need to make sure that we're fulfilling the conditions stated. The scripture says God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So there are two requirements before we can say, well, this is my basis for optimism. We have to be sure that we really love God and that we are walking in the purpose to which he has called us. That's very important. See, God has a purpose for each life, and all that he does in our lives is for the fulfillment of that purpose. But if we are rejecting God's purpose or walking contrary to God's purpose, if God has called us to one thing and we're seeking to do another thing, then that scripture really doesn't apply to us. We have to repent. We have to turn back and get in line with God's purpose for our lives before we can claim that scripture. However, for those who do truly love God and who are sincerely walking in the purpose to which God has called them, then that scripture gives a base for total, never-failing optimism. Nothing can ever happen that should cause us to despair, because God is working everything together for our good. I think also of the beautiful words of David in Psalm 27. I love these words. Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There's an alternative translation of that verse, which I'd like to read also. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Boy, if there isn't anything else in the Bible to inspire hope, the idea that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. I mean, I see bumper stickers on cars all the time that say, you know, stuff happens, and have little crude phrases that indicate that bad things happen and there's no rhyme or reason to it. In Christ, though, everything that happens to us has a reason and a purpose in his hands. Thank God for it. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're just starting off this week with a second week in our series on hope. I want you to take a moment and think about anyone in your life who might be hopeless, who might be living at a horrible time, or perhaps it's just their normal habit to live a relatively hopeless, undirected, aimless life. Listen to what Derek's about to say in terms of this other person. In other words, be their ears so you can minister to them. Let's listen.
You can really take your choice. The one translation says, I would have despaired unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The other one says, I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Personally, I like to take both translations. I decline to despair because I do believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. and I'm very confident that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So every situation that arises, I can meet with this strong, buoyant hope. God is working it together for my good. It may not appear that way. Believe me, in the course of my many years as a Christian, I've encountered many situations and passed through many circumstances where it seemed that everything was against us. But thank God, by experience, I learned not to despair, not to give way, not just to look at the outward appearance of a situation, but to see it in the eyes of God, to see it in the light of Scripture, to know that somewhere behind those dark clouds is the hand of Almighty God working everything together for my good, shaping me, molding me, not primarily for my enjoyment, you understand, but for my good. God is more concerned that I be good than I be happy. If my happiness is consistent with my goodness, that's fine. But if at any time it's necessary for me to be unhappy, that it may produce goodness in me, well then God will always go for the goodness and sacrifice temporarily the happiness, because the happiness will come back later when God's purposes have been accomplished. As we continue with this theme of hope for this life, there's one thing we always need to bear in mind, which makes all the difference. And that is that the center of God's provision for his people is the cross. If we get away from the cross, then we get away from that sure, unfailing certainty which gives us the kind of hope that the Scripture speaks about. This is what Paul says in Romans 8:32 of God. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? That's the measure of God's love. That's the measure of God's commitment to us, that he did not spare his own son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul says very logically, if God didn't spare Jesus, then there's nothing good that he will withhold from us. And he uses such beautiful language. How will he not also with him, notice it has to be with him, freely give us all things? Everything is included. And if we keep the cross central, then we can go on and affirm what follows in the rest of that chapter, Romans 8:35 through 39. Listen to these glorious words. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a wonderful confidence that is. And notice it does not depend on everything going right. Paul talks about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword. He says, we're counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all of that, he still says, we overwhelmingly conquer because God is on our side, because God is working out his purposes through all these things. Because we know, no matter what the appearances, no matter what the situation, God is working all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. It's important that we don't let our eyes wander from the cross and from the purpose of God in our lives. We mustn't let the pressures of life distract us from the things that are basic, that are fundamental, that are central, the cross, the love of God, the commitment of God, the faithfulness of God, the fact that he has called us, that he has a special purpose in the life of each one of us, and that if we're walking in line with that purpose, God is going to see that that purpose is totally fulfilled. We can say with David, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Or we can say the other version, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But the fact is, I do have hope. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
I want you to remember these words that Derek just taught us. If God didn't spare Jesus, then there's nothing good that he will withhold from us. You know, part of our need as Christians is to understand what God has done on the cross, what Jesus did for us on the cross. If we understood that, we would understand that God intends to give us good things. Ahead, a special guest joins us here in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the Scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you here on our Monday as we're just moving right along with Derek Prince's series on hope. And joining me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, just to talk to us a bit about some of the themes on his heart. Dick, great to have you with us.
Stephen, good to see you again. How have you been?
I've been well, my friend. I've been well.
Good.
Every Derek Prince series touches me, but this one does because I think it so fits our age and it comes from such a visceral place from Derek Prince's life.
Well, I think the thing that impresses me the most is that when we look around us in the world, we see so many hopeless situations. And one of the things that I have the privilege of doing as president of Derek Prince Ministries is traveling around and seeing people in a number of different settings. And the encouragement that I'd give to you as you're listening today is that you actually can be an agent of hope in the world around you. The great thing about what Derek shares with us is that it's empowering. We hear the truth of the Word of God, but it's not just something that we hear and then walk away from. We hear it, and then our prayer needs to be, God, okay, how can I put this into reality? How can I put this into a situation where I can walk this out in a way that makes impact on people? And I get to do that. I lucked out here.
You got a cool job because you do get to live out these principles and not just live them out for yourself, but encourage them in the lives of other people. Do you have any stories or any tales of interactions with people that sort of confirm these truths?
Yeah, it's amazing. As I travel, I'm visiting with people who are very, very committed to Derek Prince Ministries. And that in itself is an encouraging thing. You run into these people who basically say things like, I was totally without hope, and somehow I got in touch with Derek Prince Ministries. And the impact that it's had on their lives is fantastic. But I also get to touch people who are somewhat the forgotten people. I was in Indiana one time, and I get to link up with friends that have been that I've known for a long time. Some of them I've lost touch with, and one of my particularly good friends, I just happened to call him, and we got together. We had dinner. We just shared a little bit, and he told me the next day as I was leaving, he said, "Dick, I was just about to give it up, and your visit, just being with you, just seeing what God's doing in you and hearing from you, caused me to say, I'm going to go on." Well, that's not because of me. That's simply because of the Word of God that is operating in us. And I encourage you, as you listen to this, there may be somebody that you know who just needs a phone call, who just needs a word of encouragement, who just needs to be lifted. You know, sometimes when we go through difficult things, we say, God, why are you taking me through this? Why do I have to endure this? Well, there's a scriptural principle in Corinthians, and it says that we comfort with the hope and with the comfort wherein we ourselves have been comforted. So when we reach out to somebody else and we comfort them and we lift their head and we say, it's going to be okay, that's a very scriptural activity, and we can do it. We can, each and every one of us can do it.
Yeah, think about this program launching an army of people who are going out and embedding truth in the lives of other people and doing exactly what you've done. That's got to be a dream that gets you up in the morning,
gets you fired. Oh, yeah. It's a cool thing. And I just want to encourage you as you're listening to all the listeners out there, but especially to you as you hear this program. You can touch people that no one else may be able to touch. When I came to the Lord, the guy that led me to the Lord said, "Dick, pray and reach out to people, because you may be the only Jesus that anybody ever sees." And I'd encourage you as well. You know, the scripture says in Isaiah, it says, "You'll hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" I just encourage you right now to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He may be impressing someone upon you that you need to reach out to. A name may come across your mind right now, and you may say, "You know what? I need to give John a call. I need to give Jenny, I need to send her a card. I need to let her know that there's somebody out there that cares for her and that God cares for her." That's a real godly activity, Stephen.
You know, it sure is, and I'm reminded of Ephesians 2:10, one of my favorite scriptures, that says that God has prepared works for us in advance to do.
Right.
And so the way I like to visualize that, and really the Greek language, and even more, makes this more clear, is that like our life's path is strewn with opportunities already ordained by God for us to minister to people. So there are likely going to be people today, over the next months, especially, you know, given the circumstances of our world, in which we are going to have people cross our paths, and those are divine appointments. Those are God-ordained opportunities for ministry. And that's why we have to be so loaded up with these truths. If we ourselves are in a needy, desiccated kind of position, we're not going to be ready to minister to others. And so getting these truths in our hearts, listening to these teachings over and over, rehearsing them, memorizing the scriptures, that's what makes all the difference.
That's true. You know, the Bible says to be able and ready to give reason for the hope that is within you.
Yes.
And you know, other parts of the scripture say be ready in season and out of season. That means sometimes you're feeling ready to give and other times you're not. But whether you are or not, God wants to use you. He wants you to be sensitive to Him, and He wants to use you to impact the lives of others. So go do it.
Well, there's the charge from the president of Derek Prince Ministries, Dick Leggett. Dick, thanks for being with us today.
Great to be with you always, Stephen, and thanks for your wonderful work here. We're really grateful for you.
Oh, you're very kind. You're very kind. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure and log on to the website, derekprince.org, to hear these teachings, and of course, you can recommend them to the very people that you're ministering to. But for everyone from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org. Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95 when you call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you.
Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.